discuss tonight in terms of our working on Tikkun HaMidos according to the method which we've been discussing, are Gaiva and Atzvos. So what happens when a person makes a Cheshvan HaNefesh and sees signs of Gaiva in himself? He knows that he feels arrogant at times, has a smug sense of superiority, and it's manifest in sometimes a sense of bitter, of contemptuousness that he'll have for others. Sometimes it'll just be manifest in terms of just projecting himself, being very loud. Being rodef acha hakovot. So if a person sees any of these signs within himself, indicative of gaiva, so what yesodos is it that a person, again, should be trying to internalize to counter this? So in order to understand this, you have to have a very precise definition and understanding of what exactly gaiva consists of, what the essence of gaiva is. The Gemara at the end of Sotah, with which we're all familiar, the Gemara lists when various of the Chachmei HaMasora were niftar, that botla a certain midah. So the Gemara says that, who is it, Rav Yosef, I don't remember, who says that lo tema anova, don't say that that the midah of anova has been betela, because the ika anova. So the kasha is obvious and well known. How can a person be aware of his own anova? It seems to be a tarte disaster. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Deyos, in discussing the issue of gaiva, and in saying that gaiva and kaas are the two exceptions to the halacha that a person is supposed to look for the derech habeninis, the derech hamimutzas, the Rambam quotes a maimah chazal. It seems to be his gersa in the Gemara in Sotah. This Maimah Chazal, again the Rambam's version of this Maimah Chazal, is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. How so? Because there are many Ma'amari Chazal with equations. Within this halacha gufa, we have examples, kol ha-koeis, ki'ilu oved, avodos b'chovim, many such equations in Chazal. But Chazal always indicate that it's tantamount to, it's the equivalent of, but it's not a real rigorous equation. It's kol ha-koeis, it's not harei ze oved, avodos b'chovim, it's again, so if we were translating, the correct translation would be it's tantamount to. But it's not actually, again, in the example of Kaas, it's not actually Avodah Zarah. And what's so absolutely remarkable about the Rambam's Girsa here is Vod Omru Shekol HaMagdiya Libo Kofa Ba'ikar, is that there's no Kofa Dinyan. There's no downgrading it to similar to, tantamount to, no, it is. It is. There's a rigorous equation between Magvia Libo, between Gaiva, and Kofa Ve'ika. How are we to understand that? So the answer to the Chor is as follows. not in context of this Rambam, but in a different context. So I heard from Zach Sefano Levocha. He says people conventionally misunderstand what a Navi is, what Gaiva is. They think that a person's a Baal Gaiva if he thinks that he's the biggest Eloi in the world, the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, and he's not. And they think that he's a big Anav if the person thinks he doesn't know anything when he really knows a lot. And he said that's not correct. He said if a person thinks he knows more than he really does, his problem is not Gaiva, his problem is that he's delusional. It's not a problem of Gaiva. And if a person underestimates himself, so that's foolishness. That's not Anava, that's foolishness. But rather, what distinguishes Gaiva from Anava is that both of them have what a person should have, which is an accurate self-perception. A person should know himself. A person should know what kofas he has. A person should know himself. But a Baal Gaiva has a sense of kochi ve'otzem yodi, whereas an Anav has a sense that whatever I have is from the Ribono Shel Olam, and that there's no kochi ve'otzem yodi. And that's the distinction between Gaiva and between Anava. Again, a Baal Gaiva feels autonomous. He feels independent. As such, he's therefore misgoer. He's misgoer at how smart he is. He's misgoer at how much money he's made. He's misgoer at how much fame he has achieved. He's misgoer at anything. A person who's an Anav recognizes that everything he has comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. Whatever abilities he has, whatever energies he has, and whatever success the Ribono Shel Olam has allowed him to achieve with those abilities, with those energies, is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what distinguishes a Baal Gaiva from an Anav. Memela, coming back to the Rambam, so we understand when the Rambam says that Kol HaMagvi Libo is not Ki'ilu Kofa Ve'ikar, Rachmanu Letzlan, but is Kofa Ve'ikar. To be Kofa Ve'ikar means to deny, again, when the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Yisrodei HaTorah explains what the Ikar HaGadol is, HaKol Tolibo, it's that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists absolutely and independently, and everything else from the every inanimate object, every Baal Chayim, every person, everyone else is absolutely dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now for a person to be Mizgoeh, again, which means to have a sense of Kochi Ve'otzem Yodi, is, again, not Ki'ilu, but is really to deny that Iker HaGadol Shehakol Tolibo. Hence the Rambam's very sobering formulation that Kol HaMagvi'a Libo is Kofa Ba'ikra. It's probably for this reason that you find in some of the Sfarim, the Talmud Devara says this, the Orchos Tzadikim has, that Gaiva is considered the Midah Ro'ah, which is the source of all Midos Ra'os, because of all Midos Ra'os, it's Gaiva which most distorts the person's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just parenthetically, this more, again, in terms of the lumbus of what we're talking about, not so much the Tikkun HaMidah side. So then the question is, what does it mean when we say that Anava is one of the Midos of the Ribono Shel Olam? If this is taka the definition of Anava, so then it should really follow that Anava is only something that you could predicate of a human being. You shouldn't be able, what does it mean when we say Ha'oz va'anava l'chay olamim? Or in other contexts, when you talk about Ha'malchum sh'ata motzei g'vlasu shalom kodesh baruch hu, shama'ata motzei in the sanusro, the Chora, this should be one midah again, which can only exist in a Yitzur. It shouldn't be able to exist in a Yotzer, in the Yotzer. So Lechora, one has to just, again, slightly change the emphasis, but the same basic definition is that an Onav is not Machzik Tova La'atzma. As in Imlamata Torah Harve is Al Tachzik Tova La'atzma Choki L'chach No Tzota. So let's substitute that for our original definition of Anova, that an Onav is not Machzik Tova La'atzma. Now, with the Ribono Shel Olam, so that Midah exists despite the fact that everything is Kochol V'Otzem Yodo, as it were. That Midah of not being Machzik Tova La'atzma, and of, on the contrary, being Noseh Ovam V'Pesha, so that Midah, again, we certainly do observe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the world. Now, when a person emulates that, so for a person, that midah is to be rooted in the sense that there's, in the awareness that there's no kochi v'otzim yadi. But l'chora, again, the essence of not being machzik tova la'atzmo, so that common denominator, that we can predicate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, but ein hachanami, when we emulate it, it's anchored. Really, when you think of it, it's a more pale version of the midah, right? Not to be machzik tova la'atzmo, when that's the reality, is again just a pale imitation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not being machzik tova la'atzmo, when really one, again, objectively, there is reason to do so. That's just parenthetical. Al kol ponim, if a person detects within himself gaiva, so the basic hashkofa of Torah, which again through the method of Mesilas Yesharim and others simply needs to be reinforced, a chazara v'hahasmada, time and time again, ultimately in Yetzer Hashem resulting in internalizing in Yosem Alibo, again is this notion of being absolutely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here, I just want to clarify for a moment that this emphasis on that there's no kochi v'otzem yodi, it does not mean to in any way downplay the importance of hishtadlos in every realm. It doesn't mean to downplay the importance of Hishtadlos in Talmud Torah, in one's Avodas Hashem, in one's Ruchnias. It doesn't mean to downplay the importance of Hishtadlos in seeking a Panosa. But what it does mean is that a person should never, ever make the mistake of thinking that Hishtadlos and attainment are cause and effect with nothing else involved. That it's my hishtadlus, again, it's my business acumen which is responsible for my fortune. And it's my hard work which is responsible for being a successful doctor. No, of course a person is supposed to make hishtadlus. And without hishtadlus, the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't give the hatzlacha. But the essence of Midas HaAnova, again, the antithesis of Gaiva, is recognizing that that Hishtadlus, number one, is made, Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Avos has the lashon of Hasechel Matana, that whatever Hishtadlus a person is making, he's making with what the Ribono Shel Olam gives him. And that number two, even when the Ribono Shel Olam gives him, it's only the Ribono Shel Olam then allows that Hishtadlus to be crowned with success. He crowns it with success. Again, our Hishtadlus is mandated that a person should never ever fall into the trap of thinking that it's direct cause and effect without the Ribono Shel Olam bringing about the Hatzlacha. And it's that which a person needs to internalize, and because of the Torah's emphasis on the importance of Hishtadlus, it's more difficult to internalize, right? If we were told to sit back passively, so then there would not be as much of an illusion of kol kivotzim yodi. But precisely because we're told to make ishtadlus, that magnifies the illusion of kol kivotzim yodi, and it's absolutely critical that a person, again, work at internalizing this basic hashgacha. Now, the fact that, again, as the Ochot Tzadikim and others say, that this midah is so central, certainly implies, again, in terms of halacha l'maisa, right, sometimes we wonder, a person makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh and has a long list of midos that he has to be mesaken. Has a long list of midos that he has to be mesaken. So what should have a din kedima? Again, it's important to understand that a person kovets al yad yaveh, that things have to be done gradually. A person can't do everything at once. So certainly the centrality of the, again, positive midah hanava and the destructiveness of the midah of gaiva certainly suggests that it should have a din kedima in terms of one's tikkun hamidos. And again, as we've already really illustrated, again, for instance, when we were talking about kaas, the fact that, again, one's lack of awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam, and again, an onav by definition, constantly being aware of his dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's obviously a form of Shevisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, but that is relevant to so many other midos as well, hence it certainly should have a din kedima. I wanted to begin discussing tonight a little bit the midah of Atzvus. Now, in talking about Atzvus, it's important to repeat the moda'ah, which we made at the outset, that having correct hashkafos is sometimes the entire solution, but sometimes only part of the solution. And I certainly don't mean to suggest that sadness, or if it's more intense to the point of depression, is going to be solved purely by having correct hashkafos, again, depending upon how deep or intense it is. So either this is a hashkafa which has to be complemented by and supplemented by other etzes as well, or at some times it will be enough by itself. And again, we'll mention, let's say tonight, two or three scenarios. And again, but it's, again, tikkun hamidos has to be individualized, and there are many, many, countless such scenarios. Let's begin with an easy case of Atzvus. Sometimes people, the trigger, well, first of all, again, before proceeding, that Atzvus, in fact, is a midah meguna, something which requires tikkun, is clear. So the Torah says a person has to be besimcha. A person is supposed to be Ovid Hashem besimcha. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav, Asimcha sheyismach ha'odam ba'asiyas ha'mitzvos avoda gedola v'chol ha'moneya atzma misimcha zu zroi li'ipara mimenu. He quotes that pasuk of Tachas ha'shalo avadato. Minyan of the Yoma, Hasidim like to teach that Mishenichnas Adra Mabim Simcha, Mishenichnas Ovid Matim Simcha. So they teach that what it means is that you see from the Lashon of Mabim Simcha versus Mematim Simcha that a person is always Simcha. Just in Ov, a person is Mamait that Simcha, and then Adra is Mabim the Simcha. But a person, the constant state of affairs is that a person is Besimcha. So clearly, And again, it's something that we know empirically as well, that we know from our own experience, that if a person is ba'atzvah, so it saps his strength also. It drains his energies, and the person can't be productive when he's in a state of atzvus. That's something which we all know from personal experience. So what does a person do to respond? What hashkafos are either the entire solution or part of the solution, depending upon the case? So to take a simple but common case, sometimes the trigger for, again, the atzvus can be sadness, it can be stronger, it can be depression, whatever it is. Sometimes the atzvus is triggered by adversity. The adversity can be that a shidduch doesn't work out, that a person very much had his heart set on. It can be that certain professional plans are foiled. A person had a certain graduate school, medical school, whatever in mind, and works hard, and it doesn't come to fruition. At a later stage in life, it can be a decline, which often accompanies old age. Atzvus can be triggered by adversity, a sense of frustration with the reality that's been imposed upon a person. And here, very similar to the Ibn Ezra's approach to the Losach mode, the hashkafa which one has to reinforce and internalize is hashkafa protis. And that is, if a person makes his hishtadlus, and afal pichein, the shidduch doesn't work, and afal pichein, the person doesn't gain acceptance into medical school, so it's not only counterproductive and destructive, but it's wrong for the person to torture himself thinking that he missed the best shidduch for him. That he missed, again, realizing his destiny of becoming a doctor. If a person makes his hishtadlus and the shidduch doesn't go and he doesn't gain acceptance into medical school, so that's not happenstance. That's not incidental. What it means is that for whatever reason, a person thought that this was the right thing, and therefore he correctly pursued it, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending him a message that that's not the right thing for you. Now, maybe the person can decipher what the Gamzul Tova is now. Maybe he'll decipher it in 10 years from now. Maybe he'll never decipher it. But Kol Mado Ovid, nothing happens. Kol Asher Yikrehu Mitova Adra Hu Sibo Shatova Olav Meis Hashem Baruch Hu. If a person tries for a shidduch and the shidduch doesn't work, so in retrospect, a person is always supposed to be happy. In retrospect, the person is always supposed to be besimcha because he knows that what the result which the Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrated is the right result. And there's no room for that self-flagellation, for that torturing, that I missed the shidduch, which would have been good for me, that I missed medical school, which was my calling. But at other times, a person has atzvos. This is already more complicated, and 99% of the time, or whatever the percentage is, probably the hashkafa is not sufficient, but is only a part of the package, a part of the solution. Person just feels overwhelmed. Person feels that he can't cope. Can't cope with, again, whatever his work, balancing work and family or school, just feels overwhelmed. Now again, we're not going to discuss all the other components to the solution. That's not what our focus is. But again, please be aware that's not to imply that there aren't other components. Maybe there's a reality, maybe he is doing too much. But assuming again that we're dealing with a case that a person just doesn't feel within himself the ability to cope, feels overwhelmed. So a part of the solution is to know that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a person is not supposed to be maybe atzma l'idei nisoyim. However, as the Maseilas Yesharim says, our entire life is a nisayon, right? He uses the imagery of milchama even, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes upon us. But the yesod is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring a nisayon on a person that he doesn't have the kofos hanefesh to withstand. And that's something that a person has to remember again. Whenever a person feels, again, whether it's everyday life that's overwhelming, whether it's a machla, rahmana litzlan, for someone in the family, oneself, rahmana litzlan, a person just feels, this is too much, I can't cope with this. So a person has to know that the Ribon Shel Olam does not give anyone any nisayon that he cannot withstand. And if someone is being tested, it's because we have the kochos hanefesh, which perhaps we haven't tapped until now, but we have the kochos hanefesh to deal with this nisayon. And again, that's something, that's the yisod, which the chazara and the hasmada, a person has to internalize, again, as one component in recognizing that a person can cope, that he's not overwhelmed. And the last scenario of Atzus, just wanted to mention tonight, sometimes people are very demoralized, depressed, because of a sense of inferiority, a sense of being less than others. Very often we look around in the Beis Medrash and see others who are more accomplished than we are. And what's more, often it's the case that we realize that the difference is not simply that that person works hard and I don't work hard, but even if I worked hard, I could never match what that person is. And that's often, again, this is just an example, but it applies in Eved just to illustrate a general type of feeling, and it gives a person very low self-esteem, feelings of inferiority. Now here the hashkofos, which a person needs to reinforce, the Gemara in Brachos, again quoting from Menachos as well, about Echad HaMarve v'Echad HaMamid u'Bavad Shi'echav Me'liu HaShamayim. Right, Al Tomar, right, Chaveri is Malachto Basad, he's out working in the field all day, he doesn't learn as much. So Al Tomar, that I'm superior to him, is Echad HaMarve v'Echad HaMamid u'Bavad Shi'echav Me'liu HaShamayim. A person is never ever supposed to measure himself against someone else. A person is supposed to measure himself against what abilities and opportunities that the Ribono Shel Olam has given him. That's how the Ribono Shel Olam evaluates us, and that's how we're supposed to evaluate ourselves. That someone else was given a better memory, that someone else was given a more incisive intellect, that someone else was given a more winning personality, b'teva. So that's the Ribon Shalom's decision. It's no positive reflection on him, it's no negative reflection on me. And this, again, this tendency to measure ourselves against others, again, it's antithetical to these basic hashgachas. Because again, the raw material that a person is given to work with, so that's the Ribono Shel Olam's decision. That can't be wrong. That's what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. Whether the Gemara in Tainis, right, who's describing this person who was so makuar, right, and he says, go tell the artisan who formed me how kama makuar klizeh. So a person has to realize that being Yetzur Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there is ultimate value in what he is, with whatever kochos and kishronos a person has. A person has to find out what the best outlet is for those kochos and kishronos, but never ever to measure himself against someone else. It's good to get chizuk from someone else. It's good to learn midos tovos from other people, but never ever to measure oneself against others. And again, when that is the trigger for the sense of atzvos, that's the hashkofa which needs to be internalized. We have the next week. I hope to do two things. Number one, to talk a little bit about what a person does when, in the course of his cheshbon ha-nefesh, he realizes that he's not enough of a bal chesed. And number two, I'd also like to come back and elaborate a little bit on the last he'ora that we made last week, which wasn't presented clearly enough, and to explain what I was trying to say there.